It was so beautiful to experience and to see how the story unfolds and what's happening in our fields. It was for me so beautiful to be your travel guide, to be the one channeling for you, and to be part of that process as well, because I'm in it with you. I'm not separated from you. I am there with you, going through that process with you. And it was so beautiful. I had tears in my eyes. Thank you for that. Thank you. So we have some time for sharing or questions or something like that. And I'm sure you want to share something this time too.
You
do?
Let's see what's in the room. Where I would like some sharing. Lady over there in orange.
Let's start in the past.
Would you stand up, ma'am? The lady in orange, there you go.
Orange, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Marlene. I'm very moved.
Marlene is very moved.
Yeah.
I want to thank Joy and Roy, especially Roy, for this channeling, because it felt like I could hear my dad, and suddenly I felt his hand, and it felt so real that I said to myself, it's not possible, there's no one here beside me, there's two... Yes. And he was silent and he was holding my hand. And at the end of the channeling, he said to me, open your eyes. Open your eyes and look at Roy. I'm looking at you through Roy. So I opened my eyes. I looked at Roy and he was looking in my direction. And very, very happy because my path with you started 2 years ago. I didn't know you. I didn't know anything about you. I woke up one day at home and I heard a voice saying, prepare yourself and go to that hotel. And I didn't know what hotel, where, whatever. So I got ready. I got my scooter. And the voice was guiding me. So I started driving. And I arrived here, in front of the hotel. I saw these people. And I asked myself, what's going on here today? And the voice said, go down, go and have a look. Go to the hall downstairs and you will have another confirmation. So that's what I did. And I saw all the doors open. The course had already started. And it was the Oracle course, the first module. And the voice said to me, go and see that lady and start talking to her. Give her a message from her grandma. And I asked, what do I have to say? And the voice said, just go and speak to her. And it was a time in my life when I didn't have any money. I didn't have anything. It was a new phase in my existence. So I gave a message to this lady. This lady was so happy. She thanked me so much. She cried. And she invited me to lunch. I then stayed outside because I wasn't signed up to the course and the doors closed. And I met Roy in the corridor. I just wanted to say that Roy, since the beginning, gave me that push to say, even if you don't have any money, he was there in front of me and said, well, you're not joining us. And I said, I can't I have no money in my life. And he said, well, you will get there. You will. And from that moment, my life has changed. So I just want to thank you so much.
But she's so grateful to Rai because he gave her that message that even if you don't have any money, you can still make it happen and make your dreams happen, right? And she had the voice that also told her to go and give a message to another person that was from her grandmother. And it was all a very moving story of guidance of, yeah, and also staying true to yourself and believing in yourself. Yeah? Good? Do I work well as a translator?
Very well.
In the back. Yeah, we'll get back to you, don't worry.
Thank you. My name is Mirella. I've been following Roy for a lifetime, but I follow from far away because I've never been able.
Is it your first time that you're here live?
Yes, it's my first time.
She's actually made it here, although she's been following him for many years.
So this time I saw on YouTube the message about feeding on light. And then I had met Roy Martina with Rudy Geldarke. And so when I heard this message on YouTube from Roy, I had such a strong push to come. And I said, I have to go to that seminar.
I got a really strong push that said she needs to come here.
Fortissima.
Very, very strong. I didn't know what you were going to be doing. I called the office in my life. I didn't know anything. I just said, I have to go to this course. So, unfortunately, also my financial situation is not that great. And I had to borrow the money to come here. But I'm very happy that I did this. And I am sure that I will find my way here because I have felt in the light for a long time. I have felt in the expansion for a long time, but I don't understand why materially my life is not expanding in terms of money. And yes, so in this meditation, I nearly felt saw the angels, all these people around.
In this meditation, I nearly saw the angels and people around me. Nearly saw. Right?
Yeah. Nearly, I say, because I don't know if it was my mind or if it was really visualization.
I don't know if it was my mind or if it really was visualization.
And then I felt my body expanding, and as I have physical problems, my back, quite serious problems.
I felt my body expanding, and because I have physical problems in my back,
and the back and other things, very heavy things, I felt my back, I felt my spine opening up. And there were some points that did not want to open up. So I asked for help. And I want to thank you so much because it's been a very long time that I've been doing everything for my negative karma, not to go onto my family, my children, my grandchildren. So this was a fantastic moment of life, a fantastic strike of life. So I'm very grateful for this.
So she's feeling really grateful for this wonderful moment in life to have felt that that karma was being released. And yeah, I think that was...
Yes, because I try to help others. I use light. I really want to help the planet to feel better.
She really Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Grazie.
Thank you. Thank you.